Thank you all for standing by, and welcome to the financial results of KTK under IFRD for the year 2012 conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session, at which time, if you would like to ask a question, you will need to press star one on your telephone keypad. I must advise you all that the conference is being recorded today on Thursday, the 4th of April of 2013. I would now like to hand the conference over to speaker today, Mr. Vasilis Romialis. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for connecting to KTK conference call regarding consolidated IFRS financial settlements for 2012. My name is Vasilis Romialis, and I am IRO in KTK. Firstly, I will make a brief introduction of our company and comment on operational and financial results for the reporting period. After that, Eduard Aleksienko, Deputy CEO of KTK, will answer your questions during Q&A session. So let's start. KTK is one of the largest producers and exporters of thermal coal in Russia. Production assets of the company include three current and one projected open-pit mines, two washing plants located in the same cluster in Kemerovo region. The company maintains diversified sales infrastructure balanced between export and domestic sales, and also possesses distribution networks in Western Siberia. KTK employs over 4,000 employees. Shares of KTK are traded on RTS MiSA. The free float is 34.39%. Operational highlights. At the end of 2012, the production and washing of coal remained at the level of 2011, amounted to 8.71 million tons of raw coal and 0.81 million tons of washed coal. The volume of stripping blasted rock mass, as well as the stripping ratio, showed a decrease of 3% as a consequence of cost-cutting measures and a reduction of services of third-party contractors. Sales of coal in 2012 decreased by 4% to 10.2 million tons. The reduction of sales was caused by a weakening of export demand, which led to a reduction in export shipments by 8% to 5.91 million tons of coal in 2012. Sales of coal in the domestic market increased by 2% to 4.29 million tons. The share of exports in total sales declined from 61% to 58% compared with 2011. Financial highlights. Revenue for the entire year 2012 decreased by 3% to 23 billion rubles due to reduction of revenue in the segment of own coal export sales by 7% to 15 billion rubles. Operating profit in 2012 decreased by 19% to 2,341 million rubles. Production costs in 2012 increased by 5% to 5,978 million rubles. Cost of sales decreased by 2% as a result of the cost-cutting program undertaken in the second half of 2012. EBITDA in 2012 decreased by 11% to 3,479 million rubles. Net profit for the entire year of 2012 amounted to 1,810 million rubles, decreasing by 10% under the influence of reduced revenue from export coal sales. Net debt as of December 2012 amounted to 4,681 million rubles, decreasing by 2% in comparison with the net debt as of September 2012. Net debt to EBITDA ratio is 1.35. The board of directors approved a recommendation to pay dividends of 5 rubles per share. Total dividends for the year 2012 would be 496 million rubles, which amounts 27.4% of net profit under IFRS. The final approval of dividend payment by AGM will take place in April 15th. Prospects for the first quarter and full year 2013. In accordance with the production plan, coal production in the first quarter will remain at the level of fourth quarter 2012, amounting 2.4 million tons. According to the estimates of management, stripping ratio in the first quarter continued to decline. In the first quarter 2013, company froze all investments under approval of adjusted investment program for 2013. Total investment program for 2013 amounts 956 million rubles, which is less than 50% of investment program for 2013 presented in April of 2012. Thanks for your attention, and now Eduard Alexeyenko will answer questions during Q&A session, and I will translate. We should start Q&A session now. Thank you.
Thank you. As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad and wait for your name to be announced. If you would like to cancel your request, please press the hash key. Once again, that was star and 1 to ask a question. Your first question comes from Anton Romyamsev. Please go ahead.
Good evening, gentlemen. Thank you for the presentation. I've got two questions, actually. The first one is, could you please guide us what dynamics do you see in your average realized prices in the first quarter 2013? Maybe you could give us your expectation on how the prices should change on export and domestic markets. And the second question is, what do you expect in terms of cash costs and stripping ratio for the first quarter in 2013 and maybe for the full year? Thank you.
Thank you, Anton. Please hold on.
Да, спасибо за вопросы. Что касается цен на первый квартал, то разобью их на три направления. Это внутренний рынок, его уровень сохранится на уровне четвертого квартала. Западное направление также сохранится на уровне четвертого квартала. И Восток, так как у нас были подписаны ранее старые контракты, которые подписывались еще в 2011 году, цена, начиная с 1 января, сократится на 20%.
We should divide our sales into three directions. In the domestic market, prices will stay on the level of the fourth quarter 2012. On our Asian export, the prices will go down about 20% because they were contracted in 2011. Speaking of Western direction, the prices will stay in the level of the fourth quarter 2012.
Что касается затрат на производство продукции, то затраты в первом квартале вырастут соответственно росту коэффициента вскрыши в первом квартале. Коэффициент вскрыши вырастет на 5%, соответственно и затраты вырастут на 5%.
We expect to see an increase of stripping ratio in the first quarter. It will increase by 5%, and cash costs will increase by 5% as well.
Но в целом на год, в целом на 2013 год мы не прогнозируем роста к уровню 2012 года.
But speaking of the full year 2013, we do not expect any increase. It will stay in the level of 2012.
Thank you. Maybe one follow-up question. You are actually, you are stating that domestic and Western prices will stay flat for the first quarter. Do you expect them to go down for the rest of the year, or you expect them to be broadly flat for other quarters, and maybe also about East. So it should be 20% fall. Do you expect the prices stabilize at this lower level, or the further downward direction could be expected? Thank you.
Касается цен на внутреннем рынке, то мы все-таки ожидаем рост их, начиная с началом отопительного сезона. Цены по Западной Европе, по Восточной Европе, извиняюсь, по западному направлению останутся на уровне четвертого квартала и, соответственно, первого квартала этого года. Что касается стоимости угля на восточном рынке и Западной Европе, то цены мы со своей стороны мы видим, что данный уровень цен находится уже стабильно на низком уровне, уже на протяжении полутора лет, и мы не ожидаем дальнейшего падения данных цен.
Speaking of domestic market, the prices will go up when the heating season will start. Western export will stay in the level of the fourth quarter of 2012 and the first quarter 2013. In Asia, we think that the prices are reached the stable low level, and they won't continue to fall.
Clear. Thank you.
Следующий вопрос, пожалуйста. Next question, please.
Your next question on the line comes from Oleg Petropavlovsky. Please go ahead.
Good evening, gentlemen. Thank you for your presentation. Several questions from me. What about your investment program for this year and going forward? Do you keep Brianski first as your major project? And next question is on your possible M&A. In your statements, you said that you are going to spend roughly more than 150 million rubles for some greenfield acquisition. Can you share with us what it will be? And also on your enrichment plant at Cheremshansky, when it will be launched, and what are your projections of current capacity for the plant? And the last question is on EBITDA margin. Could you please give us some guidance? What margin do you earn at current low thermal coal prices?
Thank you for your question. Please hold on.
Да, будет маленькая по...
Что касается инвестиционной программы, мы сегодня дали основные направления развития нашей компании, и одним из направлений, естественно, является участок Брянский, на котором мы осуществляем геологоразведочные работы. К концу года они должны закончиться, и в течение последующего года мы будем осуществлять проектирование данного участка.
Brianski is one of the major directions of our development and investments. We plan to finish all the geological works by the end of this year. During the next year, we will complete the design of mining works on the Brianski open pit.
Касается второго вашего вопроса, это сделки слияния и поглощения, мы не планируем их осуществлять в этом году и в ближайшее время, наверное.
Speaking of your second questions, we don't play any M&A deals this year and in the medium term.
Касаемо приобретения новых лицензий, то это соответствует нашей стратегии, которая была озвучена еще в 2010 году, расширение по запасам, увеличение резервов. Исходя из этого, мы планируем приобретение дополнительных лицензий на отработку угольных запасов.
A new greenfield project in line with our strategy. We plan to expand our resource base, and that's why we are buying the new licenses to increase our resources.
Касаемо четвертого вопроса, это строительство обогатительной фабрики «Каскад-2». Сейчас данный проект находится на стадии проектирования.
Speaking of Cascade 2 washing plant, at the moment this project is in a stage of design.
И на сегодняшний день мы вносим уже коррективы в этот проект, учитывая те лицензии, которые мы уже приобрели и которые планируем приобрести.
And we are making some corrections in the project, taking into account the licenses that we already have and that we are going to acquire.
Соответственно, проектная мощность ее будет изменена, но более точные цифры я смогу сказать только в конце текущего года.
The project capacity will be changed, but I will be able to give you some numbers only in the end of this year.
Что касаемо доходности на тонну, то за четвертый квартал данный показатель по EBITDA margin составил 19%. Это достаточно высокий уровень данного показателя для энергетического маркета.
Speaking of our profitability, in the fourth quarter our EBITDA margin was 90%, which is quite high for the thermal coal.
Касаемо первого полугодия, то могу только сказать, что уголь, отгружаемый в порты восточное направление и западное, не позволяет нам получать прибыль на данных направлениях.
Speaking of the first half of 2013, the coal which is shipped to Asian market and to Europe, the prices doesn't allow us to have any profit in this period.
Западное направление Западной Европы, направление Восточной Европы у нас есть прибыль.
In the Western Europe we don't have any margin, but we do have it in the Eastern Europe.
Поэтому данный показатель снизится в первом квартале.
That's why EBITDA margin will go down in the first quarter 2013. Next question, please.
Your next question on the line comes from Alexander Moyne. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, Vasily and Eduard. I have a couple of questions. First, about your expectations on debt structure, rubles and dollars, and the volume of debt. Second question about proportion on sales structure between Russian market and export market by volume. And last question, coal which you resell, what volume do you plan to accomplish for this year? Thank you.
Thank you for your question. Please hold on. Alexander, can you repeat your second question, please?
The second question is, what is structure between local market and export sales for 2013 of coal?
Understood, thanks. Mm-hmm.
Долг на сегодняшний день у нас составляет... Сейчас... Долг на сегодняшний день составляет 7 миллиардов. Касаемо и структура его по 50% в валюте и 50% в рублях. Мы в соответствии с нашей стратегией мы планируем оставить его в аналогичной структуре на конец текущего года.
Total debt at the moment is 7 billion rubles, and we plan to keep the structure 50-50 till the end of this year.
Объемов мы планируем в этом году реализовать собственного угля в размере 8,7 миллионов тонн, при этом приобрести еще 2 миллиона тонн для перепродажи, и из этих 10,7 миллионов 6 миллионов планируем реализовать на экспорт.
We plan to sell this year 8.7 million tons of our own coal and purchase 2 million tons for resale. From total sales plan of 10.7 million tons, 6 million tons will go to export. Next question, please.
As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. The next question comes from Andrei Lobazov. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello, gentlemen. Thanks a lot for the presentation. I have one question about the disposal of a share in the Kuzbass Transport Company and the new long-term contract with ZAP-SIB Transservice. Can you please elaborate a little bit about the rationale behind this disposal and also about your expectations, how this will affect your income statement going forward? Thank you.
Thank you for your question. Please hold on.
Касаемо списаний от реализации Кузбасской транспортной компании, они минимальные, это там в размере 10 миллионов рублей.
Speaking of disposals regarding Кузбасская транспортная компания, it's quite a small amount, around 10 million rubles.
Поэтому сам факт реализации Кузбасской транспортной компании никак не повлияет на нашу отчетность.
That's why the fact of Kuzbasskaya Transportnaya Company is sold, it won't affect our financial statements.
Касаемо дальнейшей транспортировки угля до потребителя, то ZAP-SIB Transservice нам будет осуществлять данные услуги по рыночным ценам.
Speaking of our future transportation costs, ZAP-SIB Transservice will provide us with a fair market price for those services.
Что позволит нам сократить расходы на транспортировку нашего угля до потребителя.
That will allow us to cut costs for transportation services. Next question, please.
The next question on the line comes from Anton Rumyantsev. Please go ahead.
Gentlemen, hi again. It's Anton Rumyantsev. I'd like to ask a small follow-up question on the topic of Kuzbasskaya Transportnaya Kompaniya sale. Could you please tell us what... actually what if there will be any increase or decrease in your transportation cost per ton as which should be affected by this sale of the company, because we see that Russian railroad tariffs increased by 7% since the start of the year, so you will have a positive effect from the decreasing rates on railroad cars from this sale. So what will be the total effect? Will you see flat transportation costs, or maybe they could decrease by several percent? Do you have any calculations or expectation on this? Thank you.
Thank you for your question. Please hold on.
Изменение перевозчика по-разному отразится на каждом из направлений. Если говорить о восточном направлении, то затраты на транспортировку тонны угля останутся на уровне декабря прошлого года.
Changing of our contract for transportation services will give following effect. In Asian direction, the cost of transportation will be flat to the level of December of 2012.
А именно 1250 рублей на тонне.
And it was 1,250 rubles per ton.
Если говорить о западном направлении, то сокращение более существенное, порядка на 15% до 1450 рублей.
Speaking about European direction, we'll see a decrease about 15%, it will amount 1,450 rubles per ton.
And you think that actually these rates should be more or less flat for the rest of the year, right?
Что касается подписания данных цен, то за Zapsiptransservice'ом у нас установлена ставка до конца года.
These prices are fixed with Zapsiptransservice till the end of the year.
Clear. Thank you very much.
Next question, please.
Your next question on the line comes from Valentina Bogolomolova. Please go ahead.
Valentina, please go ahead. Ask your question.
Hello, can you hear me? Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, please. Yeah. Continue.
Yeah, thank you. I can ask several small questions. First of them is follow-up about Kuzbass Transport Company deal. I saw in your press release that this contract with Kuzbass Transport Company guarantee you around 65% of your shipment volumes. What's about the remaining 35%? And the second one question is about, I saw the news that you're going to attract a loan around some $120 million. What's the reason for attracting this loan, and what banks will provide you this loan? Thank you.
Valentina, can you repeat the second question, please?
The second question is, I saw the news that you are going to attract a loan around at a size around $120 million. And my question is, what for you're going to attract this loan, and what's the reason of, and who will be the banks providing you this sum of money?
Thank you. Please hold on.
Thank you.
Действительно, Транссервис будет осуществлять 65% от всех наших перевозок. Оставшуюся часть будет перевозить компании, привлекаемые с рынка.
Yes, Zapsiptransservice will get 65% of our shipments, and the remaining part will be transported by the companies which we will attract from the market.
На сегодняшний день один из основных данной доли отгрузок угля это ФГК, Федеральная грузовая компания.
At the moment, the second largest provider of transportation services, is FGK. Which is Federal Logistics Company.
Что касается привлечения кредитов, то мы действительно закончили строительство второй обогатительной фабрики, и на сегодняшний день она работает. Так как финансирование данного проекта осуществлялось за счет собственных средств, на сегодняшний день мы занимаемся рефинансированием данного долга, и действительно это происходит не с одним банком, один из них это Банк реконструкции и развития, но на сегодняшний день какое финансирование будет привлекаться, нами не определено.
At the moment, we finished the construction and financing of Cascade 2 washing plant, and it was financed by the company cash flow. Now we're planning to refinance this amount. We're working on attraction of this loan with the number of banks. One of them is EBRD, but at the moment there's no decision which bank provide us with this loan. Next question, please.
As a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, it was star and one. The next question comes from Andrei Lobazov. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello again. One follow-up question from me. Can you please tell us a little bit about the sales structure for 2013 in terms of contracts? You said you're gonna sell, you plan to sell 10.7 million tons. How do you expect to contract these volumes? I mean, what percentage do you expect to sell using annual long-term contracts? What percentage using quarterly? What percentage on spot? And so on. Thank you.
Thank you. Please hold on.
Ну, что касается внутреннего рынка, здесь контракты подписываются в основном на год.
Speaking of domestic market, mainly contracts are signed per year.
Либо на отопительный сезон.
Or for a heating season.
Поэтому мы говорим, что с началом отопительного сезона цена будет расти.
That's why we expect the price to go up when the heating season will start.
Касаемо экспортных направлений, то на сегодняшний день мы работаем на споте и подписываем контракты на предстоящий от месяца до трех.
Speaking about export markets, at the moment we are working on a spot basis and we're signing contracts on the monthly and sometimes quarterly.
Естественно, это связано с низким уровнем цены на сегодняшний день на рынке.
That is because of the low level of price at the market these days. Next question, please.
Once again, that was star and one if you'd like to ask a question. We have no further questions on the line, sir. Please continue.
Thanks for your attention. Now the conference call is finished. If you have some more questions, you can direct them to me. Send me an email or call. Thank you very much for your attention.
That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you all for participating. You may now disconnect.